Hi, everybody. Today's show is sponsored by none other than Adam and Eve, one of our favorite companies to work with because they give you nasty shit and free shit. Free shit is awesome, but it's really, really great during these times, A, and B, when it can make you come. Select any item for almost 50% off and use our code WD50. You listen to this show all the time. Find a way to support it by going on this website and using our code WD50. So I know I myself have used the CBD like oils, like massage oils. I got like the fishnet stocking. I did the booty anal dilator training camp, booty training camp. You got one too, right?
Yeah, I got one, but I ain't using it on my booty.
Okay. Well, you guys write your home mail in all the time. How can I get my man to go to adamandeve.com, type in booty anal training kit, and get them dilators to open up their booty hole using WD50 as the code at checkout. And you're also going to get 10 free tantalizing gifts. I always make the joke that nobody has a DVD player, so you should play them at work. However, you can now use these DVDs and the PS4 you probably bought because we have nothing else to do. Plus free shipping. That's code WD50 at Adam and Eve. Thanks for supporting the show, Adam and Eve, and let's get to it.
Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. First off, y'all pussy assholes thought y'all wasn't gonna get no episodes, but we here. We is here. We are recording from the comforts of our homes. I'm excited we are joined by a guest today, but as y'all know, there's actually shit to catch up on, I guess. So this your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Core Pumps, a.k.a. Dead Beach.
And I'm Catless Kathy. We've got we've got Carol Baskin, Mandy over here, who said she got a cat. Let me see it.
Where's he at? He's actually playing with my butt. Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
He's playing with my
it's a cute
right
cat.
Now. This is my little kitty. So let me tell y'all the story. So I came on here and told y'all I was being lonely. So I do want y'all to pray for your single friends who live alone with no kids. That is me. So I have actually been going through it mentally. I've been talking to my mom. My mom was like, even yesterday when I was leaving the grocery store, she was like, you sound kind of manic right now. And I'm concerned.
Why? Why did she say you sounded manic?
Because just how I was talking, I was just like, girl, it was weird. Even in the grocery market. And I didn't even notice it, but while I was grocery shopping, I was singing, I was dancing, I was losing my fucking mind. And I was just, like, really talking really fast. She was just, like, really kind of concerned.
Yeah.
So I want to shout out Damica, I believe her name is, or Damica. Anyway, she a listener.
Does Damica sound bad? Damica?
Damica. I don't know. Anyways, one of our listeners actually hit me in the DM yesterday and was like, hey, girl, do you still want a kitten?
Aww.
One of my neighbors just walked up to us and is selling one. She was like, but I'm going to be honest with you. Bitch, she only asking for $20, so I think she just really need the $20. So I don't know where the cat really...
Tell me you gave her 40.
I gave her 45. I was like, okay, hopefully this $20 isn't going to buy crack cocaine for this kitten. I don't know what I exchanged.
Did you clean the cat?
Yeah, they actually showered it before they gave it to me. Put it in a box, and I got like a pee pad on it. I'm waiting on the litter box, bitch. I'm on Amazon last night because I went to pick it up last night, and I was like, bitch, I ain't got shit. Girl, I gave it some tuna.
What's the cat name?
So that's what I'm working on right now. So
you could call it Cat. Ratchet. That's from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I will not. That reminds me of Cat Dog. Actually, the guy
Nickelodeon. I remember.
So I kind of want to name it Bodie. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards, and only because it's reminding me of a hood ass bodega cat. So I either want to call it Bronx or Bodie.
I like Bodie better.
Bodie
more clever
because it's ratchet. I'm not even gonna lie.
Let's not go with Bronx. You might move one day.
Well, no, fuck you.
Is the cat from the Bronx? Is that
bitch? 7 minutes away.
Oh,
she gave me her address to come pick it up. I was like, oh girl, you write it down the block. So I got it. I think that it's going to be good in terms of just my mental health because I am one of those that is really struggling right now.
Well, at my grandmother's nursing home, this is how I'm starting this. There's a few people that have like baby dolls. It sounds so weird. They're really losing it and they give it to them. So they have something to take care of. So it makes you feel like you've got, you know, something to do, you look forward to something, and you not only, like, now you have to fend for someone else. Someone else is, like, you know what I mean, dependent on you. So it's really helpful.
You gotta fend for the baby doll. Who fending for baby dolls?
Them old ass people that's losing it just like you was in a grocery store.
Well, bitch, I was fending for my clit, which I actually had to stop touching because I started fake orgasming to go to bed. Like, literally, my clit is gone. Like, I don't feel nothing.
Just so use your fan. Don't use the womanizer.
Girl, the womanizer done goddamn put this shit on some motherfucker.
You can't do
girl,
it,
she
bro.
She stopped working. And then I realized, like, you know, this is how I go to bed at night. So I started, like, literally fake orgasming to my own fucking self. I was like, oh, I'm doing the most. I was like, bitch, but no, I really didn't come.
That's
and
terrible.
I just thought it would help me fall asleep. It's been really a struggle.
But the cat, what about the cat's gonna bring you some happiness.
Girl, I had to throw that bitch in the hallway last night. He wouldn't let me sleep. He just wanna keep playing. So I set him up in the hallway, bitch.
You gotta neuter that motherfucker.
Girl, lit, okay? It's lit. And I think it's a...
But don't act hyper on the cat because it's going to match your energy. What do you mean you think it's a boy?
Well, so here's the thing, right?
Mandy, pick up the cat so we can tell you.
So I did. So it's either balls or a fat pussy. I can't tell. Like, I don't know. I got to look on the internet and see what the balls or the pussy...
Well, don't be the person that says nipples makes it a boy or girl, please.
Oh, that would be me.
All right, I'm about to... Hold on. Cat, pussy... Cat, male or female? This is fucking...
Look at kitten, because I know when the balls drop, but... So she hit me this morning and said, hey, the lady said it's a girl. And I was like, oh, bitch, I was just sure it was a boy. But I guess it's a fat pussy.
You know what? I take it back. These are...
It's hard to tell, right?
I typed in cat, male or female, and they show you the butt. Oh! Okay, here's a good tip. The boy booty hole is
more... I am not... Yo, so listen,
it's more circular.
No, I am not looking at the booty hole, bro. I like to look at the booty hole on a nigga. I'm not looking at the booty hole to see if it's circular on my cat, bro.
Okay, so...
I think... Is that a joke?
You gonna have to clean that booty hole, bitch. It's a... let me see what I'm feeling better about. Oh,
this is really
I
bad.
Love going to the grocery hole. Store, bitch. That what a treat. Oh my
yeah,
God.
No
Trader Joe's, I'll be in there like talking to people and shit. How y'all doing? I fucking love it. Also, everyone that goes to the Trader Joe's in the Lower East Side for some reason listens to Horrible Decisions. Either that or they just want to now speak to me because I've been going to that Trader Joe's for the last 2 years. And everybody be like, yo, what's up? Yeah. So, how y'all recording? And then one girl, what was this, like 2 days ago, she was like, that shit, I don't believe y'all. Y'all did not fucking record that shit. Nah, like, I know y'all did that shit in the fucking house together, whatever. Y'all be faking like y'all don't fuck with each other, but you was at the same crib. And I'm like,
nope.
But you could literally hear, I think I had a package come, my buzzer went off.
Bitch, y'all know I'm in the Bronx, so you gonna hear the sirens.
Right.
At least one time. At least once.
What else? I'm really excited about this weekend because I am going to throw another club quarantine. I found this thotty ass dress that I'm going to put on. And yeah, I hit up my drug dealer. I was like, what do you have? Let's just turn it up. And he was like, I'm really dry right now. I'm like, well, I'll take what you got. I just don't shoot up. But whatever else it is, I'll take it. Because we are getting fucked up. But my nigga's like, yo, we can't get too lit because we're going to fuck up our immune system. We got to keep our shit strong. I'm like, okay, well, yeah. It's either that or I'll fucking kill myself in this house if I don't go to the club. Oh, shit. Someone's calling me. How do I do it?
What? Someone's doing what?
Okay, sorry. I was going through my phone. So anyway, I got this thotty ass dress and I'm going to do Instagram Live. I'm going to do Venus X or Manny Fresh because he was super lit this weekend. And also... I'm going to get a virtual lap dance. Magic City has been...
Girl, you is not doing the virtual lap dance shit.
Okay.
You going to give it or you going to get it?
So, I'm going to get it. And, yeah. Right now, I've been using... What was I going to say? Pornhub Premium. My username is HornyNYCouple, if you guys want to see the comments that I leave on my Bukkake videos. But, yeah. I'm going to do the virtual lap dance. I think I'm going to get one from Neon Tree. And a few other Magic City girls. This is my way to support, you know, the community. And also another way, you should do this too. So I'm doing a whole fucking purge of my apartment, right? Because I would have donated these clothes anyway. So I'm making a Poshmark and donating
proceeds. I'm not even going to do the Poshmark. There's a whatchamacallit downstairs for me to like just put clothes and shit in.
Well, I was going to do that too, but... I'm doing the Poshmark thing, and I'm donating the money to people that need it.
Girl, you said I look like
Loving Hip Hop if it was a person. I ain't giving these motherfuckers spandex and shit.
They gonna love that shit, bitch.
Girl, I got liquid leather shit from Fashion Nova. Well,
No. I'm not donating my clothes to COVID, really. I'm like selling them and giving the proceeds. So like stuff that I wore on the tour, shit like that. The Poshmark name's Weezy, what the fuck? And everything. I'm selling $10 stuff, $20 stuff, $30 stuff. And then all that money I'm gonna give to, you know, patrons and followers that need it.
That's real cute.
I hope.
That's cute or whatever.
You know, it works out good. But
anyways, guys, I'm excited because we are joined today by a guest. So we can introduce her. You've been quiet and my bad for like holding y'all. We just had to, you know, update the motherfuckers on what we doing.
She's black. We're back with a black woman.
I know. I mean, you know, we mixing it up. We did have a Caucasian last week.
She was
shout
cool.
out to Miss Corby. Shout out to her. Again, I hope you guys caught her her podcast. Again, her first episode, you can listen to her Never Have I Ever Squirted. And last week they did fucking fisting, which I still haven't gotten fisted. We know Weezy has, but we're not gonna get into her.
I have
not. Bro, you said did you put your fist in her or she put her fist in you?
I didn't put the fist. I just put four fingers in and then the thumb.
That's knuckles, dog.
I didn't knuckle it up.
Real quick. Did y'all, this hoe just said, I only put four fingers and the thumb. Bitch, that's your hand.
But I make a fist. So I just fingered with my hand.
But no one calls it handy.
Bro, I forgot I fucked that bitch, honestly.
See, look at you. I'll remember for you. Anyways, I want to introduce our guest. We have Andrea Jackson, who is a lifestyle coach and host of Our Mirrors Reflections podcast. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, girls. Hi, Mandy. Hi, Weezy.
Welcome to the show. So you are a lifestyle coach. So what is it that you focus on?
I focus on young girls, teen moms, mothers, ex-wives, you know, women who's been through trauma, women who has been through things when they were younger that unfortunately that weren't able to talk about it until they were adults, and it has now transferred into their marriage or their relationship. So I deal with women that has dealt with many trauma, whether it's from their husband, from their dads, from brothers. I myself have experienced rape, so it's near and dear to me to give back to young girls who went through what I went through.
I really like that. I think we had the episode with Dub, and she spoke of, you know, the gang rape that she experienced. But I think that it's important. Have we had any other conversations regarding trauma and sex and relationships as adults, Weezy? I don't think we have.
No.
I know I did the bonus episode regarding like the surviving society after the R. Kelly thing, but I think we don't really talk about trauma much, do we?
I think also like a reason that, Andrea, we don't really talk about trauma too often is because, first of all, it's so subjective to that person. Like, right? Like, Mandy did a domestic violence episode and people didn't like it, people liked it. Like, it's like, how soft can we be when we talk about it? How are we honoring that person that has the experience that listened? Someone even said that our diaper boy episode was triggering for them because it brought them back to molestation. And I'm like, just because he's freaky? Like, you know, so I think that maybe steering clear from trauma has happened, or maybe people don't even hit us up about it too often to come on because they feel like we're too nasty. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy because we focus a lot on kinks. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I know that I know we say no kink shaming, but I think that we do bring up that the fact that we don't like how a lot of people associate kinks with trauma.
Right.
So I think you know what I mean? Like, if you're into something, oh, you must have been molested as a child, or maybe you have daddy issues. And a lot of people tie kinks to trauma, and we try to like showcase that people can be into these kinks without having experienced trauma.
I think you can be into these things and still have had trauma happen to you. I feel if people are not dealing with certain situations, of course, it's going to be triggering to you. But if you are out there getting your therapy and you're out there getting your help, you definitely know how to separate it. And I'm living proof of that.
Well, shit, y'all know I be triggering y'all hoes just be talking about married fucking married men. So I guess everything trigger y'all motherfuckers. Oh, my God. She is just so proud to fuck married men. Okay. I'm sorry if you're triggered, married woman.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Mandy, that was awful. I don't know,
you
bro.
Know what? It's nothing wrong with living your truth. It's nothing wrong.
And I do. Like, don't hate me for living my truth.
And people need to just be who they are and be in their own skin. And if you can't deal with it, then you can't deal with it.
That's I think that also like cheating conversations are triggering sometimes in general. Like, oh my God. Agreed. When I hear about situationships, I just think back to every nigga that I was holding on for. And I'm like, ooh. It's just the worst, you know? There's so much triggering shit in everything, bro. Like,
that's why people have to deal with their stuff.
I mean, not only triggering, I don't know if y'all saw it, but Netflix just tweeted that they removed the Are You Still Watching feature on their platform because they know we not doing nothing. And I felt triggered.
Like, that was a fake tweet.
I mean, well, oh, I posted it.
Let me see. I'm pretty sure that was fake. When they said, we know you guys are doing nothing.
We know we ain't I mean, it said Netflix. It said it was from Netflix because I reposted that shit in my story. I was like, ooh, I feel triggered, baby. Like, how you know I'm not doing nothing? I mean, I'm not doing nothing, but damn.
Yeah, I don't think Netflix would say that, bro. Yeah.
Bro, verified account. Look, I'm showing it to
Mandy,
you.
Mandy, do you think that they can't Photoshop fucking fake shit?
Oh, you might be right. Okay, it could have been Photoshopped. I ain't even go hold.
That's funny, though. But no, they don't have it anymore.
Okay, so we're gonna start this week's episode, though, with an icebreaker. Last week, we played Never Have I Ever. And this week, with our guest, I want to play Have You Ever? And if you've ever done these things, do share, please.
Girl.
This is now story time. So,
oh God.
Have you ever worn... Well, I know Weezy done, of course. Weezy done everything.
Why does she always do me like this? I know you're
like that. I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like you may have done this in middle school, Hope. Have you ever worn special clothes to cover a hickey? Now, bitch, you probably wearing turtlenecks in motherfucking the heat of summer, bitch, just to cover the hickeys. Like, you know, it's fashionable. I'm starting.
I haven't had hickeys in so long.
That's why
I gotta get one this weekend.
You want a hickey?
Let me text my nigga.
Andrea, have you ever worn special clothes to cover a hickey?
Yes, I have. I'm guilty as charged.
I ain't gonna lie, hickey is kind of like hunching to me. It's such a weird word.
I kind of like to show off that every now and then. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm an oldie but goodie, but I still get some.
I was fucking.
You like to show off your hickeys? I think hickeys are such a childish thing to get.
Why?
You know, it just shows you how good it is. That's all.
No, it's like, nigga, are you a vampire? Why are you sucking on my neck? Like, to where it leaves a mark. Like, do you not know how to
kick? People get spanked.
And leave marks there, too.
That's a passion mark. A love bite.
Okay, I didn't think about that.
Same thing.
The only thing that freaks me out about a hickey is I'm like, ooh, it's all the blood.
Is that what it is? Oh, I know you're not cringing for blood. We know you love blood.
Shut up, bitch. My period's fucking coming on Monday, so by the time you guys hear this, it'll be here. And I was like, nigga, we got fuck everywhere this week.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah, y'all. She's made it another month without getting pregnant.
What is that?
I be praying for your period, bitch. Bitch, the same way I pray for mine.
I'll go on tour with that baby like Ali Wong, huh? Nah, I saw a tweet the other day that said, Planned Parenthood need to open back up. This motherfucker growing.
Oh no!
No, I'm sure they're open.
So the second have you ever? Oh, go ahead. What you was gonna say?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say the second have you ever is have you ever had sex with a person whose name you didn't know?
Nah.
Damn, no.
Nah, no only names.
Wheezy.
I'm sorry. I'm reading what a hickey is. What?
Have you ever had sex with a person whose name you didn't know?
No.
So y'all really gonna make me be the only one?
I'm sure I'm the only one of some things that you didn't do either, child.
I told y'all it was a recent list. Okay, you right. For this one, and I shared the story. I may have shared it on a Patreon. I went to a party a couple months ago, and me and this guy ended up like, it was just like a match made in heaven. We ended up getting a room in the city, and we had just some wild sex. And the next morning we reintroduced ourselves because I could not remember what he even said his name was. And so I was like, hey, nice to meet you. And I was like, by the way, my name is Mandy. Well, that was interesting. So we reintroduced ourselves in the morning after having sex. So
there's
that.
Wrong with that. There's no judgment,
you know,
with that.
Yeah. Listen, life. You know, and I was, and now I'm not, because we're in quarantine. And so I'm glad I experienced what I have experienced. So the next one is, have you ever faked an orgasm? Now, I shared that I faked an orgasm just recently with my goddamn self. Have y'all ever faked an orgasm with your partners?
Yeah,
of course. It absolutely.
Oh, with my partner currently?
No, I mean, ever.
Yeah.
I have.
Do you fake? So I know we faked it with guys before. Have you ever faked an orgasm with a woman?
Yep.
Weezy? How do you fake it with a woman? I guess the same way.
I'm just playing.
So you do the Caucasian moan.
No. Okay. I faked it with a woman that generally women are better, but I've fucked a few girls that like had never been with a woman and then they're just like doing a lot. So I just like want it to be over. So, but I just know that it's probably, I am actually more sensitive to the woman's ego than I am the man's ego. That's why I feel like I've had to with girls, which is probably fucked up. I was gonna say, I thought my man recently faked an orgasm with me and I had a whole fit and he was like, trust me, it's gonna come out. It's gonna come out in like 2 minutes. So he just had the quietest fucking cum I'd ever heard. And he doesn't come that way. I was like, you didn't fucking come. I got up. I was so mad. I took a shower and then I felt it and I was like, oh. But
I ain't gonna hold you. Because sometimes I know a nigga can be lying, especially if I'm fucking for a long time. I want to look in the condom and make sure it's in there.
Right?
So I be feeling like niggas be fake coming, bro.
Dude, they do. So then we got in this whole thing. He's like, why would I Hollywood come with you, nigga? Why? I would just tell you we could fuck tomorrow. That wasn't fake. I'm like, so why you was quiet? He's like, I was only quiet because I wanted to hear you come.
Oh, he got an answer for everything, don't he?
But I ain't gonna lie. I squeezed the tip of his dick to make sure some of it came out. I was being real fucking extra.
Wait, you squeezed the tip of his dick, bro?
Yep, he was laughing. And then we had a whole conversation about Hollywood cums. And I was like, what's the worst that you've done? He was like, oh, I've spit on bitches' booties before. Like, I've done it all. He's like, I grabbed the condom real quick, take it off of me. Like, yo, I was.
So that's the trick that I be knowing. Like, niggas will just real quick pull the condom off and act like they got to go piss or something now. Like, oh, no, nigga, I need to see that there's cum in that condom. Did you come? That's embarrassing. If a woman got to ask a nigga, but did you come? Like, shit, we're not supposed to be asking that shit.
I mean, yeah, but I think also we put a lot of pressure on men coming. Like, that's always, like, the quote-unquote finale of sex. Yeah. So maybe they just feel the pressure for it, too. I don't know.
Oh, look at you being all, you know, cautious of the male ego. That's so
I mean, because I want them to buy tickets when we come back on tour.
That, too. So Weezy found this week's vanilla shit.
Oh, it comes
from CNN.com. And it's funny because I was talking to Andrea before recording, and she actually saw this, too. I actually did not see this, and it's interesting. Weezy, do you want to read the vanilla shit, or you want me to?
Yeah. Let me just pull it back up. So shout out to our Twitter listeners. A few people tagged me in this, and I was like, holy fuck, this shit is disgusting.
This shit crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we can't do anything. We can't ride a bike. We can't go for a run or for a swim because new chlamydia species have now been discovered deep under the Arctic Ocean.
That's crazy.
Wow, I can't even talk. Arctic. This is from CNN.com, okay? So when people hear the word chlamydia, they usually think about STDs, and it's true that that specific bacteria can cause chlamydia depending on your interactions with people, but you can also get it with different organisms to survive. So a team of researchers discovered that new chlamydia-related species is below the Arctic Ocean in a place with no oxygen without an apparent host organism. So it's not like it's even coming from someplace. It's almost like it's growing. Finding chlamydia in this environment was completely unexpected and, of course, begged the question, what on earth was it doing there? Says that they're basically trying to find ways and how chlamydia is coming into effect with humans and other animals. They came across a number of diverse cousins of chlamydia between 0.1 and 9 meters below the seafloor.
I ain't gonna lie, that made me happy because I was like, okay, it's below the seafloor. That means we could still fuck in the ocean
But you know what this made me think of? Andrea, last week, or not last week, a few weeks ago, someone wrote in and said, can you create chlamydia? Because her man gave her the shit.
Hey, he said he wasn't cheating.
That's a damn lie.
So she wanted to know if their bodies together could create
no. Somebody well, guess what?
He was like, yo,
no business dipping into.
You listen to them fucking hoes every week? Bitch, I tried to tell you. I went swimming, my nigga. I was swimming. And then look.
That's what they going to say now. They're going to be like, I went to the beach, man. I went to the beach. God. I wasn't cheating on you.
No. People be out there doing some violations, and I'm not down with that.
Okay.
You have to be responsible. You know what I mean? You got to be responsible now.
What beach do you think has the most chlamydia in New York?
In New York,
Here she go. She gonna say a Bronx joke.
People really
going
to beach in New York like that? Jones Beach?
Bitch, I go to the beach. I go to Orchard Beach. Huh?
I go to Rockaway.
You go to Rockaway? I'm from Queens. I used to go to Rockaway when I was a kid, but I haven't been in a beach in New York in 30 years.
When I go to the beach, I don't go in the water.
That's what I'm asking.
I just go
in the water.
Do you go in the water, Weezy?
Actually, no, I don't.
That's my point. You don't go in the water in New York. So y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
But why don't we?
Girl, because it's New York. You see what they be putting in the goddamn
water?
Bro,
let me tell you, I almost thought these niggas was lying and they just didn't know what one looked like. But I went to Rockaway Beach last summer with my homegirl. We drinking, we having a good time, and these niggas start bugging out because they see a dolphin. And I was like, why they lying?
Wait, there was a dolphin for real?
There actually was. And I was the judgy bitch talking about, they don't know that fucker. They was like, hey, my nigga, you threw that shit.
The only beach that I really like, and I think actually I'm lying, I have been in the water, but it's not a New York beach, would be Gunnison. Okay. It's the nude beach in Jersey off Sandy Hook. And I mean, it's nice.
It's a nude beach? Oh, that got it, bitch.
Shut up. Oh, that got chlamydia.
Pussy spread open. And then they creating situations that they writing in to pull.
I'm weak. Anyways, I want to get into this week's hors d'oeuvre. And it was only right because... if you don't live with a motherfucker, you shouldn't be fucking them. I was talking to my homegirl. She still got Tinder niggas just popping up to drop the dick off. And I'm like, girl, this is not the time.
Guys, she never fucked before?
Yes. Oh. Like, then she met off Tinder because she ain't got no more time but to swipe. And I'm just like, okay, I get it. You want to fuck. But baby girl, no, this isn't that. So the hors d'oeuvre for this week, I know we normally give sex tips. So I want to focus
sex?
On. Yes. So, well. We normally
By the way, guys, me and Mandy actually picked the same hors d'oeuvre. Because I was like, I kept picking couple shit. And I was like, well, I guess that ain't right.
Yeah, because, bitch, I ain't coupling. I ain't even having sex with someone else. So I was like, oh, bitch, sex tip. Let me lean into the masturbation bag. So the hors d'oeuvre for this week that I have, and Andrea, I would love for you to share maybe one of your masturbation tips. Mm-hmm. I have one being to explore erogenous zones. So that means playing with, like, your nipples, your ears, your thighs. It's something that I actually do when I'm, like, just watching Netflix. I love rubbing in between my thighs. It just start getting my pussy wet before. Then I'm just like, fuck, now I got to watch porn and play with myself. But I love rubbing my thighs. I also, and I'm not sure if it counts, because I'm at home and, bitch, I ain't got no niggas, I ain't really shaving like that. I love playing with my little pussy hairs, bitch. I just be like,
but that don't turn you on, right? It's just like
it
a
does.
Thing to do.
No, because it makes me. I don't know. It does. No, it kind of. It turns me.
How long are they?
I love, bitch. A couple. I don't know. A centimeter. I don't even know what that type of metric system is. But they kind of long. I could like pull them a little bit.
Oh God.
What? I like playing with my pussy.
I don't know what that metric system is. What?
For real, like we don't use meters. We use inches and shit. But it's not an inch. It's smaller than an inch.
Okay.
So it's
a is it curling up? Or do you have straight hairs?
Right now it's kind of straight. So yeah, right now I got kind of straight pubes. I ain't gonna hold you. But I just be kind of like playing with it. Well, like,
I used to have curly pubes until I started getting waxed. Now that they pulling that shit from the root, I'm
straight.
You too?
Straight.
See, which is why. I really just thought it was the difference between pussy hairs and dick hairs. Because, bitch, all the niggas, they should be so curly. I be like, damn, why we ain't got curly hair down there? I thought that's just the difference between sexes. I ain't going to hold you. I thought women had straight pubes and guys had
women
really
do not
curly
have.
Pubes.
Not all women have straight pubes. Absolutely not.
I didn't know that. No. Like, for real. Like, I don't know. I guess I've never really seen super curly pubes on a woman.
I have.
I don't know.
Me
not
too.
Like how it is.
Especially in porn.
Like how it is. Oh, see,
but you know what, though? When you get a bush, it naturally just... Actually, do I still have that book? I have a book
you
of...
You have a... Pubes?
I have a book of pussy, and it's different images. I got it at the Museum of Sex, and it shows you, like, vaginas throughout time. It's dope.
Oh, I actually have that book.
It you do! You orange, tiny shapes. Little one.
It shows you the shapes of them, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, you have skinny ones, you have big, fluffy, juicy ones. You have, I like that book, actually.
Mandy C, what kind of hoe are you?
I ain't gonna hold you. I would probably want a book of dicks.
They had one.
Really? I think that's the one I want. I really enjoy the sight of a penis. more than ever. God damn it. Another one is another masturbation tip, which I actually kind of referenced to earlier, is to give your sex toys a break. Wheezy told me, put the womanizer down and use my fingers. So vibrators and dildos are loads of fun to play with, but they're not the only sex toys in town. For example, you can stimulate yourself with maybe your shower head, or you can rub your vulva against a pillow.
I do that shit all the time.
I'm like, I ain't gonna hold you. I actually have, I don't know, because I don't have my acrylic nails anymore, I feel like now I could really play with my pussy differently. It just feels different than when I had my nails on.
I told you! Now, but you're like, I can get in there and nail.
I mean, but so I don't finger myself. I only me neither. Play, which is weird because I talk about how I don't like head, but masturbation wise, I can only play with my clit. I don't stick my fingers in myself. But when a man is giving me head, I ask him to put his fingers in me. It's so weird.
I can't fuck myself. I don't know why. I me and you had checked out the same article, and one thing I liked in there is they talked about the different positions to masturbate in. So for women, they talked about squatting.
I ain't even riding. Nah, I don't know why.
Let me tell you how I
hand.
Did this the other night. That shit was so fucking good. This is really fucked up, and I actually didn't tell him this, but I was ovulating and my nigga was asleep, and we already had sex once and then twice. He woke up in the middle of the night and I had to do it again. And I was like, yo, he's going to get, like, I could only imagine how I would feel if I knew, like, he went in the bathroom while I was asleep to go masturbate because, like, I didn't give him enough. So I was like, let me just.
Would you be mad?
I wouldn't be mad, but I'd be like, God damn, bitch. Like, I did everything I could. It ain't enough. So I went in the bathroom and I didn't want to sit on the toilet. So I just squatted down. And I just fucking masturbated, like, while squatting, and it was a whole different feeling. So it's crazy, when I read it and it said squatting, it was weird, but that shit felt good. And then when I was, like, really coming, I had to, like, put my hand down because I couldn't hold the squat anymore. But for men, they talked about jerking off on all fours because it'll emulate kind of doggy style. Mm. Right? So.
Hey, wait, is that possible if they're using their hand?
Well, yeah, I mean, just, like. Just like
technically, they're on all threes, bitch.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get the numbers right around here. Andrea, do you have any masturbation tips?
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes do you in do masturbation?
Yeah.
What is it that you do with them?
Insert.
What?
You insert? No. You insert. What was it? What does it do for you? What is it? You bring ice cubes to the bed and then you just put it in your pussy and then do what?
It just melts.
And that feels good.
Yeah.
You put it in a condom?
No.
Girl.
It's too cold, is it?
No. Not if you're hot. Think about it. Think about going. Oh, bitch. Get an ice cube. Put it in your hands.
And it does melt, yes.
Melt it a little bit and then go ahead and see what happens. Try it.
I ain't gonna hold you. I hate confusing my wetness with something else that's wet. That's why I don't like doing anything in the shower. It's like, is my pussy really wet or is this water?
Does it matter? As long as you have your happy ending, is how I see it.
It's just a different consistency, I guess. Water and my pussy juice. My pussy juice like is a little bit more slippery. I don't know. I just like it. I want to get into the horrible decision though for this week. It's kind of a whole lot. Just with the pandemic that's going on, I wanted to talk about sex and mental health. I guess before we get started, I want to talk to you guys kind of what's been going on with me. I am getting into therapy because through this pandemic, I've had something that has happened recently, and it's a aha moment or a self-reflection. And I actually talked to my old roommate about it, and she was like, girl, I'm glad you finally see it, because I was, you know, kind of wondering. Last week I talked about considering flying dick in. Knowing that I couldn't have the human connection, I was super just antsy, like trying to have sex, trying to figure out what I could stick in my pussy, trying to figure out how it would work for me to get with a guy. And so a guy texted me, actually a lot of guys have been texting me, and I've been really nasty to them. And so the other day,
you said you've been nasty, like you've been really mean,
girl. Just really mean, because
And this is where I guess the self-reflection came in. A guy hit me just to check up on me and stuff like that. And I was very short and brief with him. And he was like, damn, like, what's your problem? And I was like, well, nigga, I don't need a pen pal right now. And I know I've talked on this show before about the pen pal idea. And I realized that
that's your only option.
Well, if a man can't physically see me and give me quality time, if he can't sexually see me and fuck me, or if he can't financially do anything for me, I realize that I have no desire to have that emotional connection to men. And I almost started crying. I was like, damn, maybe this is what's been wrong with me and why I had the relationship that I had with 24/7 and why I have a lot of these sexual relationships is because I don't try to find an emotional connection to men. It's either sexual, physical, or financial. And so I know I done said I was going to be abstinent before, but although I'm forced now, I now am going to go through life coaching and therapy to figure out why this is my connection with men. And I think that that's been something positive to come out of this. So sexually, I'm no longer like focusing on when is the next time I'm going to fuck? When is the next time I'm going to be penetrated? When is the next time I'm going to suck a dick? I need to find how I can emotionally connect to a man. And I don't think I've picked up on that.
That's so honest. And I think like very vulnerable for you to say, because I feel like some people, because I'm listening to it and not, and I'm like, of course you, like, you've already said this.
Right.
But I think just acknowledging that you know it's necessary now. Because, like, even when you talk about, like, oh, my friends are good. I have my friends. That's important when you're single and when you're in a relationship. But I think that feeling like you have an emotional connection to your friend can't replace a romantic one. And I think...
And that's... My life coach said exactly what you're saying. He's just like, you speak so highly of your friends and have this emotional tie to your friends, but when you speak of your lovers, you act like your lovers can't also be your friends with that emotional caring, like everything you care about your friends. And so, I don't know. It's been kind of big, and I'm now seeing the emphasis that I have on sex. And I'm just like, okay, I need to find a healthy space, because now that I'm looking at it, I see that maybe my connection to sex and men has not really been that healthy.
I think it's a reset that's happening for you. And I think it's happening for all of us just in different ways. I think you acknowledging that on your own is a huge shattering the ceiling moment. And you shouldn't take it lightly, because it takes a lot for a person to self-reflect and say, huh, this is what my issue is. And this is why I'm not allowing men in. So I think this is where you are. You are very tight with your friends. You give your friends your all, but there's a disconnect with men where you just put them in this box. Mm-hmm. And you have to then ask yourself, why are you in that box? And why am I putting them all in a box? Why am I not allowing them to come and stimulate me mentally?
It's just
a physical thing, and it's an exchange, but you're not exchanging it with your mind. So when that dude called you and said, hey, I want to holler at you and talk to you and see how you doing, you was like, oh no, red flag.
That's exactly where I went to, and it was to me where I had to figure that out. And shout out to DJ Damage. I've been talking to him a lot just because we have so much in common. Mm-hmm. And I even had to tell him, I said, can I tell you how much I appreciate just talking to you every day? Like, about the things that make me happy as far as creating. He's always like asking me, have I come up with another way to make money? Like, you know, this is our creative bubble right now that we're in. And I enjoy that. And I actually had to thank him yesterday. I was like, I haven't had just a conversation that was free flowing that I enjoyed with a man in a long time. And me and him have not touched on sex at all. It's not even going there. And so I'm just appreciating even just having that conversation without going into, so do you like it from the back? Do you like your ass ate? Do you like your balls played with? And I'm just realizing that that's where, and I know Weezy has told me like sex shouldn't be a conversation so early. And I'm just like, damn, I don't want to say Weezy was right, because y'all know I don't want to give it to her.
Well, say Weezy was right. It's okay.
In that space, yes.
It's different because if Mandy knows that she can't have anything more, like let's say they are married, or let's say that it is supposed to be casual, then maybe, yeah. But no, I have always said that I felt like sometimes it was too early, because to me, I just think it'll be difficult for wanting to grow a deeper connection after sex. Not after, that it can't happen. Right. I mean, I'm in that relationship right now, right? That nigga literally told me, I think a few months ago, after we've been on vacations together, that he didn't know what my favorite color was. He's like, wow, I didn't even know that. And I'm like,
right.
Nigga, what? And it took time to realize, like, wow, this is really hard to get deep, deep, deep and deeper with someone you've been fucking for a minute. And I think it just starts off a lot better when, because if you don't like the person that they are, you leave them before you fuck them.
So it's crazy that you brought that up. I wanted, before we get into that conversation, and Andrea, you and I, we're just going to kind of mix up the order here.
Right.
But Weezy, I wanted to ask you, because this shit is, you know, requiring distancing from group sex and orgy sex, and you guys love bringing other partners in, I want to know if mentally it's, you know, changed anything with you or him that you're not having thirds join. I just want to know how, if someone who's normally into group sex and that's excitement for you, how this pandemic has kind of changed your thought process with that.
We just talked about this on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like,
yes, I know a lot of our listeners are into that lifestyle too, so can you talk to that and how it's changed and what the conversation around that is?
So Sunday night, I tweeted it too. I was like crying really, I know y'all always think I cry, which I do, but I had a really hard time, and we had just made dinner, and I was, hard, like making noise crying. And I didn't want to tell him, because I find that sometimes when you burden somebody with your emotional shit, like, it can be too much, especially in a time right now. So I'm like, let me just keep it light. So we get in the bed, and he could tell I was upset. And he was like, listen, the things that we do as a couple that make us happy, we still do, but there's a big piece that's missing. And he was like, and we always kick it. By that, he mean like, we go out, we fucking, we do this, we do that. And he was like, and that can't be our only fulfillment. Like, that's not why we love each other. That's just something we love to do. He's like, trust me, I miss watching basketball. I know you miss going and out and shopping. He was like, that's just an aspect that's gone away. But this is just more time for us to connect on another level. And we literally had to sit in the bed and talk about, like, goals for the next 10 days, 30 days. Like,
oh wow,
not even sexually, but I think it's just like, sex is such a big part of our relationship that we had to talk about, like, opening it up to more shit. So, I mean, we definitely got deeper after that. But, I mean, it ain't easy. I FaceTimed this girl that we fucked, and he was like, I mean, is it really bad to have her over here?
See, yes, because you don't know who all she is. And that's why I wanted to ask you, like, I know that that's been a big thing you shared on the platform. Even when you travel, it's a part of your sex life. So being that you do have to kind of limit who you're around, I was wondering how that has affected, like, you know.
I'm glad that there's only once that we, no, sorry, twice, because Thanksgiving would count with my mom, that we didn't have sex with someone on vacation.
Oh, wow.
And none of them were planned. They just happened. So it's like constant, constant, constant. I thought Puerto Rico was going to be it. Nope. Last night we fucked a bitch. Yeah, the conversation wasn't easy either, because I told him, I was like, it's fucking up my self-esteem a little bit. Because for me, I feel super sexy when I get to be with another woman. I get super turned on and knowing we're going out and picking someone. It's my way of keeping dating fresh. Like, it's making me feel really shitty. And I'm like really having to sit and deal with that.
So you went to bring in, I guess, the FaceTime was something. Are there any other things, if someone's listening and they're also used to having threesomes with their partner, do you have any tips for them? Like, have you implemented anything yet that seems to make up for the lack of another person?
The only thing that, it's like I said, we're going to try this weekend, is the virtual lap dances.
Bitch, I'm going to buy you a blow up doll. Let me know that nigga address. We're going to add a blow up doll, bitch.
I'm good. On a fake bitch, but I do have this wig, and I was thinking,
oh my god,
what
role play?
Yes, listen, I did it like last weekend, but very like minimally. But I'm just gonna get the wig, and I know he's probably gonna laugh and think it's silly at first, but if we're fucked up, he'll get into it. And
that is funny.
I'll be like, yo, I heard your girl left, and I'm making a whole thing.
Go for it.
That is funny. So I wanted to switch this conversation. Weezy actually kind of brought something up, like, if you don't like a nigga, you can stop fucking them. And with this pandemic and a lot of people working from home now, they're spending a lot more time around their partners. And I think a lot of people are realizing maybe they don't like their partners as much as they thought
yeah.
they did. So Andrea, why do you, what, I guess, what would you suggest for someone who's realizing this, you know, the fact that we have to stay at home and them seeing that maybe they're not as into either emotionally, physically, or sexually into their partners? Like, what are things that they can do to not make that hinder, you know, their relationship?
I would say, first of all, you know, we're all in a very interesting space right now. And I think people need to really sit down and deal with their stuff first before they go to their partner, because sometimes it's what we're feeling about ourselves and then we're projecting it onto the other person. Mm. So what I would say is, first of all, write down on a piece of paper, what are the things that you feel you're lacking and what are the things you feel that you need that you're not getting? That's number one. Another thing that I would say to do is record yourself first, because you could really, once you record yourself and play that shit back, trust me, you'll realize you got a little crazy in you that you need to
record yourself having a conversation.
Record yourself, which I do a lot, having a conversation with yourself. Speak out your feelings and record it. Yes. And then when I say put it on pause, after you're done, don't play it right away. Pick it up the next day and play it. And then you could hear what is really deep down bothering you. Is it that you're both in each other's face all the time and the kids is running around? Is it that you have to face the fact you're in a marriage and you're not having sex? Okay, it's one thing when you're both working full time, you don't really have to address it. It's one thing right. when you're home 24 hours for the last 14 days together, you are really in a bad situation.
It's crazy that you said the playback. So let me tell you, I was in a group chat with my homegirl. So she's still getting dick during this quarantine shit. Mm-hmm. And so she met a guy Friday. He spent the whole weekend with, this is in LA.
Where'd she meet him?
So
exactly. Ain't she supposed to be home?
I think she was, I don't know, maybe online. I didn't even ask where she met the guy.
Oh, because I'm like, but, what?
Yeah, nah. She literally met a guy on Friday. So it was either online or through mutual friends. I'll get the tea where she met the nigga. Anyways, we're all in the group chat and she's like, bro, this nigga just came over. He came over Friday. He spent the weekend, and then come Monday, he stopped answering his phone. Literally went over 24 hours, ghosted her. So listen, we're all on the phone. And so I'm like, wait. I said, wait one moment. And I texted and then I voice recorded it. And I was like, wait, you met a nigga Friday. Let him spend the weekend with you. Let him get the pussy raw, because you let him fuck raw on top of that. Oh. Just for him to ghost you 24 hours after he left your thing. Mind you, then when he came back to respond to her, he said, I'm just getting my phone back. Nigga, what?
From where?
That's the excuse? Right. That's the excuse you use? Girl, so I literally, she was like, so I wrote it in a paragraph and she laughed. She was like, can you voice note that to me? So I reiterated it in a voice note and she's like, damn, hearing you say it, that sounds really bad. She was like, damn, I'm judging myself now. And it was literally hearing those words and what literally just happened, but hearing it back through vocals. So I actually like the tip of you saying, record your thoughts and listen back to it, because you're judging. You can actually judge yourself.
That's
on
right.
The words that you're saying.
That's a great idea, Andrea.
You don't have to call all your friends and get your friends all in your business and have them throw that shit in your face at a later time.
Because they will. Bitch, you let the nigga fuck. That's me.
I ain't gonna lie. And she had the nigga over last night. I said, where is your self-dignity, bruh? I said, where is it? You let that nigga. I said, he's only gonna do what you allow. Then FaceTime me while the nigga was at her house and was like, my friend hates you. I was like, you're damn Skippy, because you ain't shit, nigga. I said, you shouldn't have got pussy now. I said, but it's okay. My friend has no self-worth and she's lonely.
You did not
it's
say okay. that.
Who did it? She laughed. I swear to God, I said it. I said, bitch, we gonna work on this.
You know what I really love? When you can really tell your friends how you really feel.
I tell that's my
how you. That's
time.
How you know who your real friends are, when they can tell you the truth about yourself.
She was like, go ahead, Mandy. Like, she was like, you keep saying that word dignity, bitch. I feel seen. And I said, I
see you.
Listen, and then she wanted to be petty and she thought she was going to help me name my cat, because she has cats. And then she started fucking naming it Jordan. I said, get off my phone. I said, that's not what we finna do. I'm not naming my cat after that nigga. Thank you very much.
That's below the belt. Way below
you
the
know,
belt.
You know, way below the belt. I'm like, damn, so you gonna name my cat a nigga I hate? Thank you.
What's most disappointing too is like when you get that call from a friend, or when you're the person that calls and you already know they're gonna be mad. Shout out to my home girl. I don't want to say her name, but that bitch called me, what was it, like a few weeks ago? Oh, we hadn't talked in a few days because I was away on vacation a few weeks ago. I'm like, what happened? She's like, girl, you know what happened. I'm like, you fuck that nigga. She was like, yeah, but we ain't talking again. And I'm telling you, I'm done. I'm like, but.
And you were like, no, you're not.
Of course you're not.
Me and yourself.
Then they both said they're never going to talk to each other again. And just a few days ago, she was like, wow, this nigga's really not hitting me up to see if I'm okay. I'm like, y'all said you were done with each other.
Wait, so that was like a last time fuck? I don't know if you remember. You remember Plies had a song, Let Me Fuck One More Time or something yes. like that? Before, y'all remember the Plies song? No. This is me being real Florida right now. Before you leave, baby, let me fuck one more time. It was called One More Time. Y'all got to listen to it, goddammit. Listen, I'm going to add it on Patreon because we going to get kicked off of iTunes if I put it here. just look up One More Time by Plies, and it's literally, that's your closure, bro. You don't believe that somebody could fuck somebody one more time and then never talk again?
I had closure sex with Loverboy the day we broke up, and it's crazy because we had lunch in Dallas because he lives there now, and it was right before our show. And I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. I could fuck him again. But then I'm like, you know what? We had our closure fuck. And that was that. That's it. Why open it back up?
I hate backtracking, but y'all know, I done told you, I done had the same niggas in my phone for about 10 years. I was, girl, and I ain't even, one of the niggas who I wanted to fly here, bitch, you went to school with, and don't say his name because you know the only nigga from Olympia that I talked to.
Oh, he's so cute.
And you're like, yeah, he's so cute. And you didn't even, because he was a little nerd in high school.
But let me tell you.
That nigga got that
Andrew, dirt. I went to middle school, maybe even elementary. Probably known him my whole life. Uh-huh. And very tall, basketball player at the school, but was always so geeky and lanky. So when Mandy told me like, she was fucking him, I was like, him? Then I went on his Instagram. And I was like,
He got fine. He definitely grew out of his nerdiness. He like, changed, God huh? damn. But that dude.
I think he left me a happy birthday comment. I'm just playing. All the basketball niggas from high school grew up. And at the time when you're in high school, you're like, oh, I can fuck a college guy. Well, now the nigga's 30. And I'm all
right
with it.
Right. It's you know? So crazy.
You're right.
Yeah, I was willing to fly him here. He was like, no, you come to Orlando. I said, nigga, they not letting bitches from New York into the state of Florida right now.
Yo,
like,
did
nigga,
you?
If I come down there, I'm stuck for 2 weeks.
The self-quarantine. Like, did you know that they'll check?
I mentioned this on the Rona report. Someone was like, man, they just make you fill out a paper. And someone else retweeted and was like, no, nigga, they done knocked on my door twice.
You see? They not playing. Like,
well, specifically New York, Jersey.
No, for sure. Specifically if you're traveling. And they also added New Orleans. So they blocked off 95 going into the state of Florida. But also if you're coming from New Orleans, because they said that Mardi Gras added to so many cases of Corona.
Essence Festival is done.
Oh, it's postponed.
Year. Yeah.
It's postponed. Yeah. Everything got
sad,
done.
Man.
We ain't going to have no summer, y'all. So I wanted to talk about.
Who not? I'm going outside. Niggas saying they outside.
We not having a summer.
Maybe
bro.
I'm not going to the club, but I'm going outside.
Where you going? Where you going, Weezy?
Out to Trader Joe's again, bitch. What? I'm going to TJ's.
What you thinking?
Hey, listen, by the way, if any of you guys listening work at the supermarkets, can we get some bops? Playing some tunes in the grocery stores now because that is our club. That is our club now. That is our entertainment. I need some bops while I'm deciding between, you know, mayonnaise and the.
I needed some soup with some bop in it.
Not soup.
To be honest with you, I actually said this on Twitter the other day. I was like, I pray to God none of my favorite rappers come out with a hit because I cannot be in a house with a lit ass song right now.
Well, bitch, I ain't gonna hold you unless they got a studio at their houses. Bitch, all the studios are shut
you
down.
You know them niggas in the studio, please.
I mean, in their house.
Right? I don't think they can't go to the studio.
The studio's closed, girl. Even in Atlanta, I was talking to, they record out of the iHeart studio, Lex and Drea. Bitch, they had to record from home. I know that our studio, bitch, that we record out of, bitch, closed.
Yeah, but these
they'll
guys are like,
companies.
You telling me Drake can't do it?
Nah, Drake got a studio in his
house. Timbaland, definitely got a studio. All the lit.
They got studios in their basements, bitch. They got a whole
the baby probably
in
there right now cooking it up. Okay.
With headphones on. And those big, beautiful curls. That baby is beautiful.
Yo, that baby is a cutie.
I want to shout out as well to one of our Twitter our Twitter listeners. Actually, no, we're not. We'll talk about the TEDx talk maybe another. There is a TEDx that talks about how sex workers can teach us about human connection. That was really dope. Because I think it's funny that OnlyFans actually went up 75% as far as their new subscriptions and new pages in the month of March.
I'm so happy for those women and gentlemen, men on there.
You know, it's the highest peak that they did. But so with talking about sex, again, I have different sex than Weezy has. Andrea, are you married at all or in a relationship?
You got to wait for the book, but I will tell you, I was married for 20 something years, have two children, divorced for 5 years. So I'm divorced.
Woo. 20, bitch, that's a long time, baby.
Yo, so how's the longest you guys ever went without sex?
Bitch, it's about to be this quarantine.
4 years.
No, I meant in her marriage.
In your marriage,
Four years. Was it towards the end or in the middle?
No, not in the marriage, after the marriage.
You personally.
Personally?
That's what you were saying 4 years was?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
I meant in your marriage, but wow. No,
4 years. 4 years.
And that was after your marriage because you couldn't find someone to replace your husband? Was it mental? Why didn't you have sex for 4 years?
It was all mental. It was all mental. I was distraught, was not interested. And as you get older, I'm 43 years old. I'm not saying I'm not into it. I love sex. I think it's more of a mental thing for me. And if I'm not here mentally, then nothing down there can happen.
I was about to say, I think we've said the same thing. Like, and although I'm not having a mental or emotional connection, like still mentally, bitch, if I'm off you, if you do something that I don't like, I'm sorry, we can't have sex. My pussy won't get wet.
Yeah.
So I actually wanted to talk about real quick before we get into the whole mail, the differences between types of sex. Mm-hmm. So I found this article, and this comes from Psychology Today, and it talks about the differences between types of sex. And I know we talk about, I know I talked about just kind of the casual sex I have. Weezy has sex with where there's, you know, two or more people. So I wanted to talk about the difference between hookup sex, marital sex, and making love sex.
Okay, all three different things, girl.
And I didn't realize how different they were because I know, like, even with my hookup sex, I've been like, ooh, but it was real intimate. And then there's porn star sex. I mean, so I wanted to, I guess, clarify between the three. Actually, Weezy, do you know the difference between hookup, marital, and making love sex?
I mean, you sound like you got a definition, but go ahead.
There are. I know. Look at me. I'm like, I don't care about one. So hookup sex refers to purely physical encounters. Okay. Marital sex is the kind of sex that most committed couples tend to have. So married or not, straight or gay, that would be marital sex. Mm-hmm. And then making love is a different kind of experience that transcends both of the other two kinds. So hookup sex is more like you and your partner use each other's bodies for your own pleasure.
Oh, use me. I used to say that shit.
You do. You did.
Use me. Let me be a whore. I say that shit all the time.
It can be extremely intense and arousing, especially when you feel lust towards a new partner. There's a place for this kind of sex, but it's also the most primitive. It's the least involved form of sex, too. It reflects more of your animal part of being a human. So it's like your psychological needs and your impulses when you're having hookup sex, which is funny because reading this, I think it is more so what I've encountered mostly. Even like as far as when I talk about my partners, I only want to have sex with a motherfucker that I know is going to make me come. And if I can't come, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah.
Where's the marital sex? Marital sex actually reflects a higher plane than a hookup, because it includes some degree of emotional connection and intimacy. So, bitch, even when you was having casual sex, I think you was having marital sex.
Who?
You, bitch. Because it says that it's above the hookup, where you're not just looking for your own emotional needs, but you're tying in a degree of an emotional connection and intimacy. So I think that even though
I can agree with that. You know what I mean? And even if it didn't mean the same for them, like, I definitely needed to be stimulated in some way to where I felt like there was a deeper emotional connection. Even with like other partners, like there's an emotional connection there. Like the hookup sex, I don't know why, it just doesn't work for me. Like I don't want.
How do you compare? Because the next one is making love, and to me, emotional sex is making love. No. Like,
no.
What do you think?
If you can answer that.
So what is the difference between, before I get into what they say making love is, what is the difference between emotional and intimate sex and making love? Because I thought they were the same thing.
I think emotional is when you are connecting beyond sex with someone in a mental space. I feel it's when you're doing things together as a couple. And some days you don't even have to have sex. It's the intimacy, it's the conversation, spending time together. That's what I think.
Okay, and then making love then is what?
I think making love could be with a boyfriend. It could be with a, you know, somebody that you hit up every now and then, because it's like beyond just having the, right? It's like, hold me, you know, let's lay down, let's do it again, go to sleep, wake up, do it again. That's what I think.
Yeah, there's a lot more, I think, softness to making love.
Yes.
Like, I don't really, you could have rough, passionate sex, but I don't consider that making love.
I don't either.
It's funny, they actually hear, they say that making love is equal to kind of spiritual sex. Mm-hmm. So kind of ecstatic physical experience that you have. So I think so what if I cried? Like, I know we had like porn star sex, but if I cried during sex, is that making love? If it makes me cry?
Yes.
That's right. Or that's, do you agree with that, Weezy,
so.
Or no?
I think
if
so.
I cry, is that not some sort of like spiritual, like, because I know you be crying all the time.
I think that's an emotional connection. Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah.
But what if I'm just emotionally tied to the great dick?
Nah,
if I cry, that means there's something deeper there.
There's something deeper there that you need to explore.
Weezy, you agree or not? Have you ever cried just from good ass dick and not making love?
Yeah, I've had like, it's been like a release, but there was something a little bit deeper there. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't really him. It wasn't that I was super in love with that person. Like, and I'm only speaking from guys from my past when I know I've cried and there wasn't, like, I wasn't sad or anything. And I wasn't in love with them. But there was one time I remember where I cried when I orgasmed. And I don't know if I was just like, ooh, like, am I crying because it was a release? But also, like, do I want something this deep and this personal with someone else? Like, it was weird. It was like some subconscious shit. Because I wasn't upset, and I knew I wasn't like super in love with this person. But I'm like, why did that happen?
Why am I crying?
Yeah,
right. I mean, I cried with my ex, but the next day I had pink eyes. So I think maybe just my eye glands got watery. Because, bitch, I think it was the pink eye, bitch. Listen, I didn't want him to think he made me goddamn cry.
No, I think he got you in a place where you haven't been, and you were afraid to go and see what that was about.
But I also had pink eyes, so
that's
I
fine.
Think that. So intertwining all of these conversations leads us to our home mail, and it was sent in. I won't say her name. She DM'd me and said this is a baby home mail question, but just because we just had this conversation of all the different forms of sex, how sex has helped, like, affected us mentally through in the pandemic, one of our listeners wants to know, what should I do about feeling insecure about sleeping with multiple men? Of course I'm doing it because I want to and I like it, but if I have sex with one guy, I feel like the next guy can feel it or knows that I did it. Am I tripping? What should I do? And I think that, Weezy, you and I have, you know, kind of paraded the idea of, you know, living your best life. We meet virgins that are looking forward to losing their virginity when we meet them at our live shows. What would you tell someone who is insecure about sleeping with multiple men, even though they want to sleep with multiple men?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's something we have to unlearn. I feel insecure about wanting a male-female-female threesome. There's something that makes me feel insecure about that, but that's also like preconceived notions and things that I've been taught growing up, right? It's that inner whore phobia. It's a hard thing because I think the only thing that can maybe make you feel better about it is keeping it private. Because for some reason you're feeling bad because either you're judging yourself or you feel like others will judge you. And to that I would say you're allowed to keep your sexual life private. A lot of people overshare with their friends, and I don't think that that's necessarily something that we always need to do. The only person I overshare with is my therapist. But I mean, even then, like, I'd be ready for him to judge me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's crazy because I actually think that... for one, I do want to say, and let me know if I'm wrong, She says that she feels like the next guy can feel it if she had sex with someone else. I know that we not niggas, but no, right?
Take it from someone who has done that. No.
No, they can't, right? No. I mean, I would say maybe they're, what if they're super different in size?
Look.
No, I'm asking. I'm just asking the questions that people may want to know.
I think the only way that a person can tell if they're really in tune with the person and if there's an odor or a smell, because I don't care what you say. Mm. If you move from a different person to another person, there is a smell there. It doesn't have to be a foul smell or a horrible smell, but there is an odor. And if you're paying attention to your partner, you can tell that they've been with somebody else.
So it's funny that you bring this up because it was a conversation on the timeline. When you were with your husband or Weezy, any partners that you've been with, have y'all ever smelt their dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Can okay, so I've never done, can I just know how this conversation happens? Because I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about washing their dicks off before going home because bitches are really asking to smell dicks. Can both of y'all please, why,
so that came up because I think The Weeknd said it in a song. Wash my dick before I came home.
Yes.
Yeah, you know who it, the nigga that does your taxes. He came home one day from motherfucking Cleo's. Cleo's is a strip club for those who don't know, and Andrea in Orlando. And I was like, let me smell your dick. And I think he was like thinking I was trying to be funny, and I was like, no, let me smell it. And you
asked to smell it to see if it smells like pussy.
I remember complaining that he smelled like soap, and he told me I was tripping. I still think he cheated on me that night, though.
So it's weird. So it's supposed to have no smell, and I guess
no. You know your nigga's dick smell. I know.
I guess we're giving tips now to the niggas. So you just know your nigga dick smell. So even if they wash it, it's not saving them from if they fuck.
Because if you've been out all day, I don't know the fuck that dick smell like. I'm sorry.
Andrea, how did you ask to smell the dick?
Drop your pants.
And he just
did. He
to
think
right
that you were
going to
do something else?
No.
Oh.
You was just like, I know you out.
Out.
I know
too
you
long,
out.
Too many hours without talking to you. I want.
And so what's the conversation when you smell it and it smells like soap or something else that you know it shouldn't smell like?
Well, I don't know. Either the ring is getting flushed down the toilet, I'm locking you out the house, I'm throwing you in the basement. I mean, it could just depend.
You throwing niggas in the basement, sis. Yeah.
I love the basement. What's your basement like? Is it like comfortable basement or is it like dungeon?
It's comfortable.
Okay. But still, it's a punishment.
That ain't a throwaway, bitch. You better put that nigga in the attic. No,
listen.
Weezy, so what is it like? I guess, what do you do when it smells different? Like, do you just hope he admits to cheating? Like, so that's my question. Like, okay, you smell the nigga's dick and it either smells like soap or like how you don't want it, like how you don't think it should
smell. It's the same for pussy. If I went to go fuck someone else, right? And you thought I was at the club and I came home, you know what my pussy would smell like. Sweaty, whatever, like a musk smell. If I went to fuck somebody else and then I showered.
It would smell like a condom. Oh, no. Oh.
Okay, I'm saying if you're washing it,
right?
But also the
now, but women walk around with wipes. Like we have
that doesn't help. Remember, we are internal, and that odor will hang on to you for a minute. I don't give a damn if you sat in a tub for 30 minutes with hot water and some Dettol.
So
it's not gonna go away.
I want to just make a point. I have a friend who I know that escorts, and she's talked about how. When she's with her partner, they don't use condoms. He does cream pies and shit. And she says that recently she feels like a guy went down on her because she had a cream pie the night before. She was like, I showered, whatever. But she's like, I just feel like there was this moment where he tasted him. She was like, I think it was different from what I normally taste like. She's like, I never really thought about like spacing it out. Yeah.
So when we get guys that taste different, we apply it to their diet.
No, you're talking about semen.
Right.
Okay. Oh, y'all are talking about the taste and smell of the dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm talking about semen because that's where I really pick up on it. I guess. I don't know. My nigga, I don't know.
If you have someone, though, that think about it, like you're with them every day, like you know.
Not that I was with every day, but yeah, I knew. Like,
you know their smells when they wake up. You know their smells when they're going to bed. You know their smells when it's all day. I know what my man's dick smells like when he comes home from work, bro. That's how much I know his dick.
it's so weird because I wasn't even with 24/7. And I know, okay, I'm gonna stop bringing him up eventually, but that's the only nigga I have to really go off. And we were fucking like weekly, but his dick to me, even though I knew he was fucking other people, I felt like his dick smelt the same. Like, and I know Weezy got on me because when we went and did Vice Live, I felt like his dick smell was in my hair and I really liked his dick smell. So like, it's weird because I was dealing with someone that I knew wasn't my only partner, mm-hmm. but his smell was his smell. So even if he had sex with someone the day before or shit, even the night of, I have never really sensed a difference in his dick smell, which is that's why I guess I was really asking.
Maybe,
I don't know. Then maybe it was the, I don't know. His dick smell. I told you, cause we talked about this on Vice. I know his dick smell and I really liked it. And so I liked when his dick smell was in my hair and everything. And I don't know. I don't know, bitch. I do miss that dick smell and that dick, but I ain't gonna, you know.
Damn, Andy. Hasn't it been since October?
Since October, bitch. I ain't fucked that nigga since October.
Well, okay? Sex in the City, they say it takes half the time you're with someone to get over them. And I'm not saying...
Oh, bitch, 3.5 years? Oh, no, bitch.
So you're
no.
almost at a year. You'll be all right by the time April...
Bitch, I'm almost... I just reached 6 months, so don't do almost a year.
She not you can't, here yet. She's
you
still
can't
talking
age
about
me
him.
Like that. Like, listen. Oh, yeah. I'm not there because now I have no one else to reference sex. And Weezy is like, we're recording Horrible Decisions and let's talk about sex. And here I go going through a phase where I don't even want
why
sex.
Why she got to say Weezy said, no, bitch, our podcast that we do.
Yeah, but now I'm into like, well, maybe like, and honestly, it's probably because every time I've made an outline, it's been about relationships and dating, and I ain't really came up with no sex topics.
Can I just tell y'all the irony of Mandy coming up? We were texting yesterday. I was like, well, let's make sure we talk about sex. And she's like, no, we will. We'll talk about sex. And I'm like,
I was so sad. I'm like, I'm not having any. I don't want any. I hate niggas. That's why I was like, that's why the sex tip was masturbation. And she's like, well, I was going to do the Patreon about masturbation. I said, bitch, we give oral sex tips. It's the same thing. Let's just talk about masturbation. I'm not having sex with someone else. I want to relate. Like, Weezy come out here talking about thruples and threesomes and group sex. And, bitch, I don't even want a dick around me right now. So I'm like, okay, we're going to have to try to find a balance here. I'm like, okay, Weezy, let me talk about the mental space that I'm in. I'm over here trying to plan an episode about abstinence now. I'm like... I don't know. I have to relate.
Well, that episode will be good because you did it. Like, Andrea, there's people that have been abstinent. Yeah. You know what I mean? Was yours by choice?
Mine was by choice. You know why? Because here's the thing. When you get a divorce, the last thing you want to do is go run into somebody else's arms. What you need to do is figure out what your baggage is, why the divorce happened. I know a lot of people like to say, well, it was his fault. No, you come with your shit. They come with their shit, too. And so
that ain't what Joe Exotica did. That nigga got married 2 months after the death.
Nah, not doing it. I needed to really get strong, and I feel like just running into another relationship or just having sex would have confused what I was trying to do for myself, which was take care of me and really take care of me.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, Andrea, let our listeners know where they can listen to you and kind of also maybe steer them towards an episode that you have that you think that, would, you know, our listeners.
Horrible like. Adjacent.
Well, you can find me on Our Mirrors Reflections. It's my podcast. If you want to find me about what I do more of is with my coaching with girls and women is AndreaPJackson.com. You can find me on my Instagram at AndreaPJackson_ and the Twitter is the same. AndreaPJackson_
Holla. And I guess I know, and I listened to it and it was really good. You had Charlamagne as a guest on your podcast.
I did. And it was a
We've been trying to have him. Yeah. I don't know how, I don't know what topics we're going to have about Charlamagne. Listen, though. I don't know. Maybe black men don't cheat, but they do.
Not all black men cheat. There's some men that don't cheat. I believe
that. Oh, girl, you gotta point them out because I know it's very far and few in between.
No, you should. I think the guests should listen to Charlamagne, and I think you get to see him in a whole different light. He talks about his family, his wife, what that journey was like. You know, him losing his job to radio, and then, you know, was too manly to freaking go out there and ask for unemployment. He was like, I'm not going to do it. But he really talked about the struggles in his relationship and how they came together and made it happen. And I think a lot of people who's, you know, having issues in their relationship, there's hope out there. If you really love somebody and y'all just had a mishap or a few mishaps and you really want to work it out, you can work it out.
Charlamagne's story, like to completely go like cold turkey and not like no one else is in his life but his wife. I mean, he's mm-hmm. prime example of like black men don't cheat anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to add the anymore. In parentheses.
I agree with that.
With an asterisk up there. Like, there's definitely,
black men don't
cheat
anymore.
You know.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
You know, it's possible. And especially when you had access like that to not cheat, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It takes a lot of willpower. When somebody's going to get free.
Yeah.
Right.
Who don't like free shit?
Damn, Weezy, you started the episode that way. Look how we did full circle. Who doesn't like free shit? Free pussy, free toys, whatever. No, but I want to thank you again for joining us. Guys, if you guys are interested in tuning into her podcast or following her on social media, if you have been through trauma, she does talk you through that and finding, you know, kind of closure with maybe what some things that you have experienced in your past. Definitely reach out again. Thank you, Andrea, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, girls. Love you, girls. Keep doing your thing. We are supporting you.
And you know, this coronavirus ain't stopping us or whatever. So y'all are still getting your episodes every Monday, and we are still dropping 3 bonus episodes every month on Patreon. So again, I know it's different. A lot of y'all are now listening to us from the comforts of your own home. Please still use your headphones if your children are around, because we still as inappropriate as
maybe we'll find a way to, like, I saw that some people are recording their Zoom screens. Maybe we could do that. I just don't want to put makeup.
Yeah, no, bitch. I look at me right now. I don't know if I want people to see me, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you. I'm like,
Andrea looks nice. What do your bottoms look like?
My bottom?
Like, do you have actual pants on, or are you like?
Oh, you want to see what I have on?
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh.
What the fuck? She looks nice.
Bitch got a slitty dress on. Bitch.
What the hell? How's she so ready?
Right, bitch. I definitely have on.
Damn, we
bummed right now.
But you know what? Guests always look better than every time. They always be ready.
I'm like, damn, y'all case. Y'all come slay. Anyways, guys, again, if you're looking for more content, we still have our Patreon up. So you can go to patreon.com/horrible decisions. We are going to leave you with a 5-minute clip from one of our bonus episodes. We truly hope that you enjoy. And once again, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.
So today's vanilla shit is actually an old article, but I wanted to talk about it. It's from Complex.com. Steven Spielberg's daughter explains why she's embarking on doing porn. So some of you guys might have seen this in the Shade Room, but she submitted an application to be a sex worker in Nashville, Tennessee. She's 23. She's battled alcoholism, mental health issues, but she has come to realize she's a sexual creature, and she wants to create solo porn videos that makes her feel satisfied.
I saw that, yeah.
I got really tired of not being able to capitalize my body, and frankly, I got really tired of being told to hate my body, and I got tired of working day to day in a way that wasn't satisfying my soul. I feel like in doing this type of work, I'm able to satisfy other people, and it feels good because I won't be violated. I'm curious to know, obviously, she comes from a family of money. Let's just say that she's got money from him. Mm-hmm. Let's not guess, because I know like a lot of rich people won't give their kids shit.
Right.
Let's just say that he's given her money. Do you think this is some cry for help shit? Like, do you really believe that someone that's got money just does sex work to satisfy? Like, how do you feel about that?
I do believe that people are in sex work not just for financial gain. I have mm-hmm. a friend who was an escort, and I think that it was a lot more into maybe just what she got from being with different men. I think that there was a part of her that was also a sex addict. But I know that there were things, like, even when she didn't need the money, she would still do it. Even when she found another way to make money, she was still doing sex work on the side. So, I mean, I believe that in terms of sex work, that there are reasons that people do it outside of money. It's funny.
I was
even
Miss
B. Nasty.
Allie Incredible says that she was like, that shit was fun. That was such a fun time. Like, she always talks about how much fun she had when she was doing.
I mean, I ain't
like
even
that.
Gonna hold you. I think my hoe friends are the funnest friends that I done had. Like just going out, having a blast, drinking, skinny dipping, fucking whoever we around, just having like it's just fun too. Like it's non-judgmental types of just fun. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I mean, I do believe that even if she's getting money from her dad, that she is doing that because she likes it. Do I think that maybe it's a form of her boosting her own self-confidence? Yes. I mean, it was something.
She said she's been told to hate her body.
Yeah, but it's something that I do. And you helped me when I lost weight. One of the things that makes me feel sexy sometimes is literally walking or lingerie. And
me too.
So the idea that her pleasing herself on camera makes her feel better about herself makes sense to me. I wear lingerie,
it's just
not
like
for
an Instagram picture. I agree. Like when I post a cute Instagram picture, it is what it is. There's a little bit of an ego boost in that. Like, come on. I mean, who are we to say and not admit that? If anyone says, so you post picture, yeah, bitch, we all do.
Again, I think we've talked about the fact that a lot of us, whether it's sexually, physically, how we dress, the idea that everything we do is for men or for some sort of attention. I think a lot of times there are things that we do that while it may bring us attention, we do it for ourselves to make ourselves feel better about ourselves. It's that simple.
Yeah.